Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. In this podcast, we will preview opportunities and resources to help you stay connected and stay engaged in the Austin area. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, April 20th to Monday, April 26th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We begin this week's podcast by noting a few events of interest, and then we will shift to three main themes: the YWCA's Stand Against Racism campaign taking place this week, information about the upcoming elections, and events related to Earth Day. First, the Austin Business Group on Health, which is part of the Mayor's Fitness Council, is hosting a forum on the topic, Caring for the Caregivers, Helping Employees Find Balance. As COVID-19 cases continue to overwhelm the country, the need to support employees to avoid burnout grows. This is a virtual networking event at which you can share ideas and learn about ways that employers can support employees as they strive to balance between working and caregiving during the pandemic. If you are interested in or know someone who may be interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member, then the AmeriCorps Career Fair may be of interest. It is offered this week and in two dates next month, April 22nd, May 4th, and May 12th. You will learn about opportunities to serve in full-time or part-time capacity with AmeriCorps and make your community stronger and healthier. The Community Police Review Commission holds a town hall on the national 8 Can't Wait campaign on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The campaign aims to bring immediate change to police departments by advocating for specific policy changes relating to police use of force, specifically with regard to de-escalation techniques, the use of force continuum, banning chokeholds and strangleholds, requiring warnings before shooting, a ban on shooting moving vehicles, exhausting all alternatives, adopting a duty to intervene, and requiring comprehensive reporting. This is an opportunity to make change for our local community without the need for Washington to act. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. First, a check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted three times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. each week. On weekdays at 7 p.m., Mayor Steve Adler hosts Got a Minute, a program on Facebook Live where he provides an update on the COVID-19 response and related issues. The YWCA of Greater Austin hosts a dialogue opportunity called Survival Mode each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. Moving on to elections, Monday, April 19th, is the first day of early voting for the May 1st municipal elections. Austin voters have 8 decisions in front of them, including Prop A, Firefighters Union Charter Amendment, Prop B, reinstating the homeless ordinances, Prop C, appointing the Director of Police Oversight, Prop 9, changing the date of mayoral elections, Prop E, establishing ranked choice voting, Prop F, instituting a strong mayor form of government, Prop G, adding an 11th city council district, and Prop H, creating an alternative campaign finance system. I will highlight a couple of community forums about a couple of the propositions. The Austin Justice Coalition hosts a community dialogue about Prop B relating to reinstatement of the homelessness ordinances on Thursday, 6 p.m. The group Democracy Dollars Austin is having a panel discussion about Prop H, creating an alternative finance system called Democracy Dollars, which would allocate two $25 vouchers to each voter that they can designate to a candidate of their choice. I will note that this particular group is decidedly in favor of Prop H, so please keep that in mind if you choose to participate. Thursday, April 22nd is Earth Day. There won't be a community-wide festival in Austin this year, but there are a few things to note. The Austin Parks Foundation encourages trash pickups in your local park during this week of Earth Day. Also worthy of note from the Parks Foundation is that on April 23rd, they will unveil the new name for the Zilker Train. For those of you who, like me, were wondering what's up with that, well, that's the scoop. Regarding Earth Day, I will also share that Austin Community College offers a wide range of virtual learning opportunities that you can check out relating to Earth Day or Earth Week, as the case may be. There's a link from our podcast calendar to their Earth Day calendar, and let's just say it gives us a run for our money. For this week, at least. I'll end with the podcast information about the YWCA's 15th annual Stand Against Racism campaign that takes place this week on Thursday and Friday. Forums offered as part of Stand Against Racism will address mental health, public health, and social justice intersections in four areas that affect Central Texans. On Earth Day, April 22nd, they will host a conversation on environmental justice with the theme Keep Texas Beautiful, Regulated, and Sustainable. Also on April 22nd, they host an education session addressing the topic Digital Divides and Learning Loss. Where do we go from here? On April 23rd, there is a chance to learn about economic investment in women of color and to learn just how important such investments are for our workforce. The final session on April 23rd deals with public health and stands to be a wide-ranging discussion about the myriad concerns we all have right now about the health of our community. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.